What's trending? What have you missed in the last 24 hours? This is where we play catch up. Well, I can tell you that there is a thread online and it's got a lot of comments. Jake Maddock is Australia's self-described tough love relationship expert. And the thread, well, it's all about what he has said. Now, he has claimed that he has the recipe to a relationship success. Yep, because it's that easy. it all starts with who pays and plans a date. According to Jake, men should plan and pay for every single date. Now, I'm not going to throw my two cents into this one just yet. I want to hear from you. 0429-985-985. Where do you stand on this topic? Do you think men should plan and pay for every date? A few texts coming through here. One from Chris says, my partner would get upset if I did all the planning and paying. That's not equal. Another text here from Fiona. Yes, they should. Zach says, no way. On top of inflation, who can afford to date? Trish says, no, I think maybe the first date, but that's it. Adeline says, no, men should not pay for every date. It just feeds into the stereotype that women are dependent on men for everything. If it's going to be an equal relationship, then paying for dates should be equal too. Yes. But what about the first one? Or is it mutual, 50-50 every single time? The results, according to the poll online, 33% of people say yes. Yes, they should. They should pay for everything. They should plan everything. 20% says no, and 47% says it needs to be 50-50. Look, I'm a little bit of a traditionalist. I think the first date, as a guy, I want to pay for it. I want to walk up, I want to, you know, wine and dine. And then after that point, I think it's a bit like a mutual agreement. Like, where should we go? What should we do? It should be about 50-50. The first date, look, I tend to agree. I'm like, okay, guys, come on. Let's pay for it. Let's cover it. But, I mean, that's just me. I would love to hear your thoughts. 0429-985-985. I'll read a few coming up.